and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
The leaders of the main parties are trying to visit as much of the UK as they can in the final few hours of campaigning ahead of tomorrow's general election. Opinion polls still suggest the result is too close to call, with the most likely outcome a hung parliament. Our political editor is Paul Francis.
More likely is that people are just weighing up in their own minds what they want to do on Thursday, rather than basing their decisions on something which is going to happen in the next few hours or so.
You'll be able to keep right up to date with the results in Kent following Thursday's election at kentonline.co.uk and in bulletins on KMFM.
This is KMFM News.
It's emerged the co-pilot of a German Wings flight deliberately drove the plane into the French Alps in March after practicing the descent on an earlier flight. French air accident investigators have confirmed Andreas Lubitz rehearsed the manoeuvre. All 150 people on board the plane were killed. A Broadstairs man who raped a teenager and then threatened her if she reported it has been jailed for 24 years. A court heard Gary Rolfe from Prince Charles Road plied his victim with drink at his home until she became dizzy. Last October, the 50-year-old was sentenced to 17 years after carrying out a second set of sex attacks. He won't be considered for parole before 2029.
KMFM News.
A Kent man who's thought to be Britain's heaviest says he fears for his life if he doesn't change his lifestyle and lose weight. Carl Thompson from Dover tips the scale at 65 stone and has piled on 30 stone since the death of his mum 3 years ago. The 33-year-old hasn't been able to leave his home for more than 12 months. He's told ITV's This Morning he's trying to change his binge eating habits.
The food that the carers that are getting me is what that's what I ask for. It's not what they're giving me anyway, it's what I ask for.
Meantime, it's feared Europe could be facing an unprecedented explosion in obesity rates. Researchers say by 2030, nearly two-thirds of people in the UK will be overweight. Dr. Jude Oban from Action from Obesity says there are several areas of concern, including the cost.
The cost of obesity to the NHS at the moment is at least £8 billion a year. And the cost to UK PLC is about £30 billion. So we need to do something. The policymakers have their work cut out for them, but that is no excuse not to do something.
KMFM News.
Teenagers admitted causing death by dangerous driving after an 18-year-old from Ashford was killed in a crash in Suffolk. Johnny Cash and a friend died when the car they were in hit a pub wall in November 2013. Miles Cash, who's 19 and from Finchamstead in Wokingham, won't be sentenced until later this month. It's hoped a new app will help parents in Kent to make sure their children are walking and talking properly by the time they start school. Born to Move features tips for mums and dads on how to bond with their baby and avoid too much time in front of TVs and computer screens. The idea from Kent health visitor Julie Haynes, who says parents spending time with their children from an early age is vital.
It's the interaction that the babies really respond to. Babies learn best by seeing it, hearing it and doing it. And we know that babies sitting in front of a screen, there's actually less brain activity going on while they're watching the television as a baby than when they're actually asleep and dreaming.
And Martin Freeman, set to join the Marvel Universe, the Hobbit and Sherlock star, has been named in the cast of new movie Captain America Civil War. The film's due out in May next year.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football and the season may have only just finished, but Gillingham have already announced details of some friendly matches this summer. With more on that and the rest of the sport, here's Rona.
Well, the Gills will take on Championship side Brighton at Priestfield on July the 29th. Before that, they'll travel to take on Ryman League side Tunbridge Angels on the 11th. The fixtures for next season will be out on the 17th of June. In the Champions League, Juventus have a 2-1 lead over Real Madrid after the first leg of their semi-final. Carlos Tevez scored the winner after an equaliser from his ex-Manchester United teammate Cristiano Ronaldo. Cricket, in the final day of Kent's Championship game against Leicestershire, has been delayed because of the rain. When play does get underway, the visitors to Canterbury are 189 for 8 in their second innings. That's a lead of 307 runs over Kent. And in tennis, just 2 days after winning the Munich Open, Andy Murray's back in action today. He begins his Madrid Open campaign and plays Philipp Kohlschreiber, who he beat in Monday's final in Germany.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with Kent Online. KentOnline.co.uk.